Hello everyone, it's Sam again. I have to tell you, I haven't exactly been sleeping well since this all began. So much has gone on lately that it's begun to make me very worried about Bobby, Kara, and even myself. I'm not quite sure how else to say it, but suffice it to say, what sleep I have gotten has been very strange. My dreams tend to reflect when I've been thinking too much about things, and this morning was no different. I had a dream I was sitting in my office. Down the hall, I could see Jamal leaving. But as I sat there, I noticed someone else walking toward me. What surprised me, though, was that the fur that was walking toward me looked very familiar. As I sat there, I began to feel a sense of nervousness wash over me. As the fur got closer, the face became easier to see. I stumbled as I stood, walking over to the fur. I seemed to have trouble finding my voice at first, but luckily, the other fur broke the silence for me.
Hello, Sam. How have you been?
Wheeler? I haven't seen you since I was a cub. Where have you been all this time?
Even if you can't see me anymore, I'll always be there to watch over you, to protect you, to try to help you.
Yeah, well, I sure could use a little bit of the help right now. I don't know what to do about Bobby.
I have to ask you, how do you think Bobby feels in all this? He's trying to be strong, but you have to remember, he's only a cub himself, and he's had a lot put on his plate lately.
I know. I feel terrible about all of this, and about how hurt Bobby's been by all of it.
Have you tried actually sitting down and letting him get his thoughts out for a change? You've said over and over that you are sorry for what's happened. It might be a step in the right direction to actually sit down with your son and let him tell you how he feels, rather than just assuming you can make things better yourself. Your son needs you, Sam, and will continue to need you long after this is all over. You need to show him that you're there for him. Just like I have been there for you.
You're right, Wheeler. Thank you.
Hey, it's my job. Nothing pleases me more than to see you happy. But with all that has happened lately, you haven't been happy at all. And neither has Bobby. You might find that he's a lot more willing to talk if you actually give him a chance to explain.
How do I do that, though, without making him angry by bringing things up in the first place?
That is unfortunately an answer I cannot give you. You have to discover that yourself.
But what if...
Sam, speak to him from your heart. You've been able to do that just fine when you're working with a client. Maybe you've forgotten how to do it at home.
That's really all there was of the dream that I can really remember. By the time I'd awakened, it was morning. I could hear some of the others downstairs making breakfast. But I couldn't help but notice, as I walked out into the hall, that Bobby was sitting on his bed in his room. I gave a heavy sigh before I walked over, knocking on his already open door. Bobby.
Good morning, Dad. Sleep okay?
Truthfully, son, I had a rough night.
I'm sorry.
No need to be. May I come in?
Sure. Come on in. Is anything wrong, Dad?
Yes, Bobby. There is something wrong. And it's something I feel I really should try to set right.
What is it?
Bobby, with everything that's gone on, I know you haven't been very happy with your mother and I. And we both feel quite bad for what we've put you through. But I just wanted to ask you what's been going through your mind. You've been alone in your room for most of the last few days, and I'm sure you've been thinking about things. If you're interested in telling me, I'd like to listen.
Are you sure, Dad? I mean, I don't want to make things even more difficult.
Please, Bobby. I just want to know how you've been feeling about things lately. You can tell me as much or as little as you want. But I want to let you talk.
Dad, I've made my decision on where I want to go when the divorce comes. I feel a bit guilty about the decision I've made. But of the two scenarios, it's the one that I'm the most comfortable with.
I see. Go on.
I love Mom. I love her dearly. And she means a lot to me. But, Dad, I miss Huntington. I miss my home. I miss...
You miss Dipper.
Yeah. Atlanta's great and all. But I could never be as comfortable here as I was back in Huntington. It's my home, Dad. And I miss it. I feel terrible, though, because it means I have to leave Mom. I don't want to hurt her. I don't want her to be sad.
Bobby, I've told you before, no matter what decision you make, no matter where you choose to be, I'll always love you. You'll always be my son, and no long distance will ever change that. I won't stop being your mother just because we aren't together, and there's nothing that says we can't still see and talk to each other once you go back. You have to follow your heart, Bobby. And your heart is in Huntington. I understand that, and I don't think any less of you for it. You have a big heart, Bobby. You're the best son any mother could ever ask for. To be honest, I'm not entirely surprised by your decision either.
You aren't? But why? You've been a good mother to me.
I know, and that has nothing to do with it. You've always been close to your father. Ever since you learned to walk, you would spend as much time as you could with him. I found it quite sweet. I loved watching the two of you bonding all the time.
Really, Mom? But I spent a lot of time with you, too.
Yes, you did. We had our special moments, but a son and his father should be close anyway. I mean, look at Dipper and his dad. Even with them separated, Dipper loves him very much and shares a lot of common interests with him. The same can be said for Graydon and Trevor. They enjoy doing things together all the time, and that's likely due to the emotional bond that's grown between the two of them.
I still feel bad, though.
There's no need to feel bad. I'm not upset, and your father's not upset. And besides, think of it another way. Are you mad at me for wanting to be here?
No way! Mom, if this is where you grew up, and where you feel the most comfortable, this is where you should be.
Exactly. And Huntington is where you should be.
I guess I never looked at it that way.
Bobby, your mother and I both knew you'd make your own decision eventually. Admittedly, we knew it wouldn't come easy. But it shows how mature a young man you're growing to be that you came to this decision on your own.
I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad.
We love you too, Bobby. Nothing will ever change that. Days will come where you get scared. Each step of the way, though, we're right here. Choose what makes your heart feel best. I hope you can see that we've always cared. Sat beside you when you've needed us near. It's not always easy when you're taking this test. Our hearts are with you when your thoughts are impaired. Now you can see you've got nothing to fear. Soon, my son, you'll be able to rest.